Once again, happy Father's Day. Be strong in the Lord is the title of my talk this morning. Be strong in the Lord. This morning, we give thanks for fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, father figures, teachers, coaches, mentors, and all those who've made all of us, those sort of father figures in our lives have made us into who we are, those who have helped shape all of us. Through their lives, their love, their sacrifice, their wisdom and care. And these are not just biological fathers. Sometimes you will hear of teachers who sometimes have more impact or supervisors or team leads. And we know this. Those who have shaped us by their love, wisdom, and care. And today is a day to celebrate and acknowledge people such as that. Having said that, if we are honest, we all also know that Father's Day can be a complicated day. While some of us may celebrate today with a sense of joy, others may remember fathers who are no longer with us, or we may carry painful memories of how we've been failed by our fathers or father or those who were supposed to be father figures in our lives. And perhaps that is why the story we read from the book of Judges, the story of Gideon's interaction with that angel, that's why I felt may be a powerful story for us to consider today. In that reading that Eva read to us earlier, Gideon was introduced, and if you don't mind, please going back to that story. If you open back your Bible to page 248, that is the book of Judges, chapter 6. I need you to, if you don't mind, pick up a Bible or open a Bible on your phone app if you prefer. When we meet Gideon in that story, Gideon didn't look like a hero at all, did he? He didn't look like a mighty warrior that the angel called him. It was a time, a period that Israel was going through a difficult season. Their enemies, the Midianites, have oppressed them for years, destroying their crops, leading to a lot of starvation and malnutrition. Families were struggling. It was a challenging time. And for people like Gideon, fear had become a way of life. We heard they would plant and the Midianites will come in and destroy their crops. They will bring their animals and overrun their farmlands. And there are places in the world, including my own country, Nigeria, where that is still happening today. They just not call Midianites, they call another name. But it's the same story. So Gideon was living in fear. Fear of the Midianites, of the enemies. He didn't come across as a strong, mighty man, a superhero, nothing like that. He wasn't standing boldly on a battlefield trying to push back the Midianites. He was not making any grand speeches or protesting or anything like that that a brave person would normally do. What was he doing instead? Hiding away, according to the story. Hiding in a wine press. Secretly threshing wheat so that the enemy wouldn't find him. He was frightened, discouraged, and uncertain about the future. Yet into that ordinary and fearful moment, God stepped in. The angel of the Lord appears and says in verse 12 of that reading, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." How did Gideon respond? Verse 15. I mean, let's look at it again. Let's look at it properly. Verse 12. The angel of the Lord says to him, "The Lord is with you." Verse 13. Gideon says, "Pardon me, are you sure you're talking to me or someone else?" "Pardon? The Lord is with me. Are you having a laugh?" If the Lord is with me, let's look at it. This is a conversation. Look at it, verse 13. If the Lord is with me and if the Lord is with us, why has all these things happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our ancestors, those wonderful stories like the Lord parting the Red Sea for Israel, the Lord putting Pharaoh and the oppressors in Egypt to shame? Where are all those, you know, did the Lord not bring us up out of Egypt? But now we feel abandoned. And he's given us to the hand of these horrible people. How can you tell me the Lord is with me? I like Gideon. He doesn't mince words. It's not a hypocrite. You may be, yes, you're an angel, but I'll give you a piece of my mind. Don't play with me. Don't toy with me. He was very real with God. He was honest about the way he felt. And when we talk to God in prayers, brothers and sisters, sometimes subconsciously we think God cannot take our honesty. God is not an Englishman. You don't need to be overly polite. Okay? Because he knows what you're thinking, really, anyway. Gideon unloaded the way he really felt. He gave it to the angel. Yeah, you may look scary, but I'm going to tell you, I don't feel like that. And maybe you're here this morning, and that is how you feel. Feel free to say that to the Lord in prayer. Remember Jesus on the cross? "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" A very honest prayer. God can take it. Why has all this happened to us? Don't call me a mighty man of valor or a superhero or God is with me. I don't feel like that. And then God commissions him through the words of the angels to, oh, you're going to go in the strength you have and save Israel out of the hand of the... You're complaining about the Midianites. Go in your strength and get these people saved. Again, he thinks, what are you doing, Mr. Angel? My clan is the weakest and the least in my family, Gideon says. Maybe you've gone to the wrong address. I'm sure it was in, this message is probably for someone else. No, me. Maybe sometimes in your time of prayer or just having those quiet moments where you are talking to yourself and you're getting this prompting in your spirit that God is about to do something new, something marvelous, and marvelous. And you're looking at your bank account, or you're looking at the state of the challenges ahead of you, and you're wondering, God, are you sure you're talking to me? I want you to know that you're not the first and you won't be the last. God is an expert at making something out of nothing. At the beginning of creation, he looked at the darkness and called out light. In the book of Romans chapter 4, we are told that he calls into existence some things out of nothing. He calls those things that are not as though they are, and they become. God saw something in Gideon that Gideon could never see, could not see. And perhaps someone here today, maybe a father here today, maybe a mother here today, maybe a job seeker here today, maybe someone struggling with their health here today needs to hear that. Maybe you feel inadequate for the responsibilities that you are convinced God has set out before you. Maybe you feel overwhelmed as a parent, as a spouse, as a grandparent, as a caregiver, as a team leader, or simply as someone just trying to navigate life. You look at yourself and you see weakness. But God looks at you and sees possibilities. Not because of who you are on your own, but because of who God is. Notice that Gideon's calling wasn't accompanied by God telling him that he was on his own. No. The calling was accompanied by two powerful declarations, verses 12 and 16 of that reading. The first thing that the angel said to him is, the Lord is with you. And then the second thing, the second declaration, verses 12 and 14. Go in the strength that you have. Now, those two truths always belong to together. God never asks us to go alone. The source of Gideon's strength wasn't Gideon. The source of Gideon's strength was God's presence. I've said it this morning already, and I say it every Sunday. The Lord is with you. Thank you for always saying he's also with me. Don't be selfish. The Lord is with you. thank you. That is why the Lord repeats that promise in verse 16. And that's why we say it again and again and again and again and again. Yes, if you're on your own, you really need to be scared. But the Lord is with you. That message is simple. The presence of God is greater than the weakness of man. I want you to realize that this morning. Throughout Scripture, whenever God calls someone, he often begins with that same reassurance. Remember the story of Joshua facing the enormous task of leading Israel. What did the Lord say to him? Joshua chapter 1. Joshua, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, the prophet Isaiah spoke the word of the Lord to God's people. He said, do not fear. Why? For I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you. To Moses and the Israelites, Deuteronomy 31, 6, the Lord your God goes with you. I will strengthen you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. To you, the people of God, this morning, the Lord is saying again, the Lord is with you. You can say, and also with you. Thank you. I'm human too, you know. We all need our reassurance that we are not alone. The command to be strong is always linked to the promise of God's presence. Because biblical courage is not self-confidence. Listen, I'm not a motivational speaker. This is the church of God. We are not self-made people. We are God-made people. I once asked the son of one of my friends what made his father such a cool, great dad. And the young boy is 4 or 5 years old, paused and thought for a moment and said, I like the way my dad makes me feel. I said, what do you mean? He said, it makes me feel like I can do things that I didn't know I can do. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. That is exactly what God was doing with Gideon. He was calling out the strength in Gideon that Gideon could not yet see. God saw his fear and spoke strength into it. He spoke purpose into the uncertainty in Gideon's life. And that is what God still does today. One of the greatest temptations in life is to focus on our fear and our limitation. And this is not a truth that is limited to that only people in church needs to hear. People say things like, oh, they're not gifted enough, or they're not experienced enough, they're not strong enough, they're not wise enough. Therefore, they will not dare to take action. Gideon searched much the same thing. Yet God never argued with Gideon's assessment of himself. Instead, God redirected Gideon's attention. The answer was not Gideon. The answer was not in Gideon. The answer was in God. God didn't say to Gideon, oh, Gideon, you are stronger than you think. God didn't say that. That's what the motivational speakers will tell us sometimes. The answer was, Gideon, I am with you. And that fruit changes everything. You are not alone. We saw from our second reading from Philippians 4:13. Paul says to the Philippians, I can do all things. It didn't stop there. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Turn to the person next to you and say that to them. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Let that be a continued affirmation in your life. We all face tough times and challenges, but let us remember we are not on our own. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Ephesians 6 verse 10. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Thank you. It's not your power, it is God's power. It is not your strength, it is his strength. And that is why we give thanks to God every day. All honor, power, majesty, glory, honor, you know, they all belong to him. The kingdom, the power, the glory are his. Someone said, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Gideon's story is a perfect example that God often chooses ordinary people like me, like you, so that his extraordinary power can be seen. Did you notice that as the conversation between Gideon and the angel unfolded, something beautiful then happened? Gideon's fear was gently, gradually giving way to faith. Read that story again, maybe when you get home. By the end of the conversation, his fear had given way to faith. He still had his doubts and uncertainty, but he was a bit bolder. And after encountering God, Gideon built an altar and gives it a remarkable name. Verse 24 of that reading. It says, the Lord is peace. That's what he called the altar. Because the peace of God that defies logic then suddenly guarded Gideon's heart from a place of fear and moaning and complaining. Something unexplainable that defied logic happened. And then he built an altar and said, the Lord is peace. The Israel's enemy, the Midianites, they were still there. The challenges hadn't disappeared, but something within Gideon had then changed. He found peace in God. Why? Because peace is not the absence of trouble. Rather, peace comes from the acknowledgement of the presence of God in the midst of trouble. A couple of months ago, I shared an image of a bird nesting peacefully while storms and waters were bashing all around. You remember that image? For those of you who are here. The Lord is peace. Not merely the giver of peace, He Himself is the embodiment of peace. Our circumstances may not immediately change. The challenges may still be there. The responsibility may still be heavy, but God remains present. He is a constant. And where God is present, there is strength for today and hope for tomorrow. So on this Father's Day, perhaps this message is that can be summarized as not defining ourselves by our fears, not defining ourselves by our limitations, not defining ourselves by what we think we cannot do. Instead, for us to see God as the everlasting present, everlasting presence with us, to see that God is always there, so we are never alone. So whether you're a father, a grandfather, a mentor, a team leader, or someone who carries burdens that nobody else sees, including all our women and young people hearing my talk this morning, realize this: you are not walking alone. God, who called Gideon, walks with you. The God who strengthened Gideon will strengthen you. And the God who gave Gideon peace is still saying to you today, I am your peace. I pray this morning from the bottom of my heart that we will trust in God's presence, we will draw upon His strength, and walk forward with courage, knowing that God who calls us is the same God who goes with us. Amen. Amen. Shall we respond to that message by singing together our offertory song? Thank you.